This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Benefits of team synergy for employee well-being and retention. Why teams that work in sync keep their best people longer. In short, team synergy benefits employees not just through better results, but by creating the conditions where people feel safe, valued, and motivated to stay. Synergy reduces the emotional isolation that drives burnout and disengagement. Teams with genuine cohesion build loyalty that compensation packages cannot replicate. Well-being and retention are outcomes of the same root conditions that produce synergy. Definition: team synergy benefits arise when a group's collective effort produces outcomes, energy, and well-being that exceed what any individual could sustain alone. It is a state where mutual trust, shared purpose, and open communication compound each person's contribution rather than simply adding them together. Introduction. I have watched good people leave organizations that paid them well, treated them fairly, and offered real opportunities for advancement. It puzzled me for years. Then I noticed the pattern. Nearly every one of them had left a team, not a company. The question this article answers is direct: what specifically do the benefits of team synergy do for the people inside the team? And why does that matter for whether they stay? Most organizations think about synergy in terms of output and efficiency. That is not wrong, but it misses the deeper mechanism. When a team operates in genuine sync, it changes how people experience their work at the most basic level. In this article, you will understand the root conditions that connect team synergy to well-being and retention, and what that means for how you build, lead, or contribute to a team. If you want the broader picture of how communication shapes these dynamics, the articles on psychological safety and emotional intelligence will give you strong grounding. The surface versus the root of team synergy in the workplace. Most people understand team synergy as the condition where a group works well together. They picture smooth handoffs, clear communication, and a shared goal everyone is pulling toward. That understanding is accurate as far as it goes. It describes what synergy looks like from the outside. At surface level, synergy appears to be a performance story. The team meets its targets. Meetings run efficiently. Projects land on time. Leaders point to these results as evidence that the team is working. They are right, but they are looking at the fruit, not the root. Underneath those results, something else is happening. When synergy is real, people feel it in their bodies before they can name it. They arrive at work without dread. They speak up because they trust the room. They carry the weight of a hard week because they know their colleagues are carrying it with them. The output is evidence of synergy. The well-being of the people is its source. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. How team synergy benefits well-being and retention directly. Here is where the mechanism becomes clear. Team synergy does not improve well-being as a side effect. It does so through specific, identifiable pathways that compound over time. Belonging reduces the cost of showing up. Every person on a team makes a daily calculation, usually unconsciously. Is it safe to be honest here? When synergy is present, that calculation resolves quickly in the affirmative. People spend less energy self-protecting and more energy contributing. The psychological cost of showing up drops, which means that, over months and years, those people accumulate far less emotional exhaustion than their counterparts on fractured teams. Shared purpose creates sustainable motivation. People can endure almost any difficulty when they understand why the work matters, and when they feel others share that understanding. Synergistic teams develop a collective sense of meaning that no manager can manufacture through messaging alone. It emerges from the daily experience of working towards something together. This is why people on high synergy teams frequently describe their work as energizing even during demanding periods, rather than draining. Mutual recognition feeds confidence and commitment. In a team with genuine cohesion, recognition is not reserved for performance reviews or public announcements. It happens in small moments. A colleague notices your contribution, another builds on your idea. Someone checks in when a project is running hard. These moments accumulate into something that formal reward systems cannot replicate. That is why people in synergistic teams often say they feel genuinely valued, even in organizations where pay and titles are unremarkable. Clear roles reduce the friction that causes burnout. Synergy requires role clarity. When everyone understands what they own and how it connects to what others own, duplication drops and gaps close. People are not constantly defending their territory or anxiously filling voids that should belong to someone else. the cognitive load of ambiguity disappears. Over time, this significantly reduces the accumulated stress that tips people toward burnout and toward exit interviews. You can read more about how feedback patterns sustain this clarity in an article on giving feedback that strengthens team synergy. Retention follows relationship, not just reward. The final mechanism is perhaps the most overlooked. People leave jobs for many reasons, but they leave teams almost always because the relationships either broke down or never formed. When a team has real synergy, the relationships inside it become a genuine reason to stay. Leaving means severing connections that took years to build. That is not a trivial cost, and most people weigh it heavily. Taken together, these mechanisms show that team synergy benefits are not incidental. They are structural. The conditions that produce synergy and the conditions that produce well-being and retention are the same conditions. What team synergy benefits look like in real situations? Here's where this mechanism becomes visible in everyday working life. The team that absorbed the hard quarter, a department and new face 9 months of understaffing, shifting targets, and public pressure. By any measure, it should have broken the team. It did not. People covered for each other without being asked. They were honest in their weekly check-ins rather than performing resilience they did not feel. At the end of that period, not one person resigned. When asked why they stayed, almost every answer referenced the team rather than the organization. The synergy they had built before the hard period was the very thing that held them through it. The person who turned down a promotion. A skilled professional I worked with was offered a senior role in another division, with a meaningful pay increase attached. She turned it down. Her reason was simple and illuminating. She trusted the people she worked with. She understood where she fit, and she felt that her contribution was visible and valued. The new role offered more money and more status, but it could not offer what her current team had already built. That is the retention power of genuine synergy. The team that fractured at the seams. A cross-functional group brought together for a major project never found its footing. Roles overlapped badly, communication defaulted to formal channels, and people protected their own work streams rather than building shared ones. Within 6 months, two of the strongest performers had transferred out. The organization diagnosed the problem as a process failure.
It was not.
It was the absence of synergy, and the people most capable of building it elsewhere chose to do exactly that. When entire departments face this pattern, the path forward often requires intentional work to rebuild trust between teams. In each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most people miss the deeper benefits of team synergy. If this insight is this important, why do so few organizations see it clearly? I've watched this pattern for long enough to know the answer has several layers. Organizations measure what is easy to measure. Output, deadlines, and error rates are visible. The degree to which someone feels psychologically safe or genuinely valued is not. So leaders optimize for what they can track, and the conditions that actually produce retention go unmeasured and therefore unmanaged. By the time the signal arrives to an exit interview, the damage is already done. Honest, well-timed feedback is one of the few tools that keeps these conditions visible. The article on why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth explains why most teams underuse it. People attribute their own departure to the wrong cause. Most people who leave a fractured team tell themselves they left for a better opportunity, higher pay, or clearer career progression. All of those things may be true. But in my experience, when a team has real synergy, people find ways to make those other factors work. The absence of synergy makes every other dissatisfaction feel more decisive than it actually is. Synergy is mistaken for team personality. When a high synergy team exists, people around it often describe it as lucky, as having a great mix of people, or as having a particularly skilled manager. They treat it as a fortunate accident rather than an outcome of specific, repeatable conditions. That framing makes it impossible to build deliberately. And when a team changes, the synergy disappears without anyone understanding why or how to restore it. Peer-to-peer feedback is one of the underused tools that can build and sustain these conditions intentionally. Awareness is the beginning. But awareness without application changes nothing. What team synergy benefits mean for how you communicate? Understanding this changes what you do in three specific ways. Number one, treat connection as a performance variable. Most people separate team relationships from team results in their thinking. The mechanisms above show that separation is false. How you communicate with your colleagues, how honestly you give and receive feedback, and how consistently you acknowledge contribution are not soft additions to the real work. They're the conditions that make sustained performance possible. Start treating every interaction as an investment in the synergy that holds the team together over time. A practical place to begin is in your virtual meetings. The article on best practices for virtual meeting communication offers a clear framework for maintaining connection in distributed teams. Number two, name what is working, not only what is not. Most communication in teams defaults to problem-solving mode. That is necessary, but insufficient. Synergy depends on people feeling that their contribution is visible. Make a habit of naming specific things that specific people did well. Not in a performative way, but as a clear, direct statement of what you observed. I noticed how you handled that client conversation is worth more than a dozen generic compliments. Number three, speak honestly before problems compound. The teams I have seen hold their best people longest are the ones where difficult things get said early and directly. Not harshly, but clearly. When people know that honesty is safe, they stop accumulating the private grievances and unspoken frustrations that eventually make leaving feel like a relief. Respect someone enough to be clear with them. That is not a conflict skill. It is a retention skill. These are not new behaviours. They are the same behaviours, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. Team synergy benefits your people at the level where they decide whether to stay, not just at the level where they decide how hard to work. That distinction matters enormously. When synergy is present, the psychological cost of showing up every day drops significantly for every person on the team. Belonging, shared purpose, and mutual recognition are not morale initiatives. They are the structural conditions that make retention possible. People attribute their departures to opportunity and pay, but the absence of team synergy is usually what makes those alternatives feel worth taking. Synergy is not a personality accident. It is the outcome of specific, repeatable communication practices that any team can build. The teams that retain their best people longest are the ones where honesty is safe and contribution is consistently visible. Role clarity and psychological safety are not leadership luxuries. They are the daily foundation on which every other benefit of synergy stands. To build these conditions intentionally, explore the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy and what psychological safety is and how it drives team synergy. Both articles go deeper into the human mechanisms behind what you have read here. Building genuine team synergy is one of the most practical things you can do for the people around you and for yourself. Frequently asked questions. What are the main benefits of team synergy for employees? The main benefits of team synergy for employees include stronger well-being, reduced burnout, and a greater sense of belonging. When a team operates in genuine sync, people feel supported rather than isolated, which makes daily work more sustainable and satisfying over time. How do team synergy benefits connect to employee retention? Team synergy benefits retention because people rarely leave teams where they feel genuinely valued and understood. The relationships built inside a high synergy team create a form of loyalty that salary alone cannot replicate. People stay because leaving means losing something real. Can team synergy reduce employee burnout? Yes, team synergy distributes pressure more evenly across the group, so no single person carries disproportionate weight. When colleagues actively support one another and communicate openly, the emotional load of difficult work becomes shared rather than solitary, which significantly reduces the risk of burnout. What is the difference between team synergy and team cooperation? Cooperation means people work alongside each other without friction. Synergy means the team produces something greater than any individual could alone. Cooperation is the absence of conflict. Synergy is the presence of genuine collective momentum, shared purpose, and mutual trust that amplifies everyone's contribution. How do you build team synergy that actually improves well-being? You build it through consistent communication, clear roles, and a culture where people can speak honestly without fear. Psychological safety is the foundation. Without it, people protect themselves rather than contribute fully, and the conditions for real synergy never take root. Why do high synergy teams have better retention rates? High synergy teams hold onto people because the quality of daily working relationships becomes a reason to stay. When someone feels genuinely connected to their colleagues, recognized for their contribution, and psychologically safe, the pool of other opportunities weakens considerably. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.